you can change the game in any way you want to. I've actually given myself extra time. Oh, go Spider-Man. When Preston made the same game, he put a cheat button in the game. Didn't you, Preston? A cheat button? You put a cheat button in, okay?
So if you're at Sunnybank Library this Saturday, you'll see a bunch of kids who could grow up to be Brisbane's answer to Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg. Oliver, Preston and Matthew are all 10 years old.
So you guys are working with Alice today, is that right?
Yes. Yes.
What can you tell me? What is Alice?
It's basically a little program for kids to learn how to create games and code computers.
We made a dragon.
Yeah, we made a dragon, and right now I'm working on another game, and it's not much yet.
And can you tell me a bit about your dragon?
We had to create a new method to make the wings flap, make both parts of the wings flap, because there was already a thing that will let you make one side of the wing flap, and we made fire come from behind it, come through the dragon, because we couldn't make it just appear on the screen in its mouth. We made the jaw open and all the legs push backwards, and then we're making it turn around. Well, it turns around, and now I want to make it fly up out of the corner.
The program's called Coda Dojo. It's a worldwide movement, but the local version is an initiative of the Brisbane City Council.
So some of you children, the children that still work with Scratch and Alice, go right ahead and keep on going. We see some amazing things, and we'll do some demos at the end. But children who want to play around with Python can do that today. So we'll walk around and give you guys some help.
John is an IT professional, and he's one of the mentors who volunteers to help the kids make their own computer programs.
One child developed a computer game in about 60 seconds, a 7-year-old girl, and it looked like a pretty fun game, and the platform was so compelling for her, and she grasped the concept behind it so quickly, she's able to develop this simple game in 60 seconds.
I've made three bats, and I'm trying to make them fly around. I'm trying to race them, which I'll need two more people to do. And I also made a dog chase a cat.
Most kids and mentors sign up for a block of 4 Saturdays in a row. This coming Saturday will be the final one of the year for Brisbane Square, Kenmore and Sunnybank Libraries. But the program will expand to Chermside, Indooroopilly and Carindale in 2014. Julian Simmons is the Chair of Council's Finance, Economic Development and Administration Committee.
It's vitally important that we give Brisbane kids the best start, and this is an opportunity not only to teach them coding in a very friendly and relaxed environment, but also to join them with mentors who can help encourage their entrepreneurial spirit. If we can really foster that entrepreneurial and startup spirit here in Brisbane, we're going to set our economy on the right track for many years to come.
My name's Jamie and I'm 8. The fish is trying to get away from the hungry fish, and every single time the fish touches the hungry fish, the fish loses a life. And then I'm trying to make it so when the lives get to 3, the fish will say game over and everything will stop moving.
Jamie's mum, Wendy, is another one of the mentors.
The group environment is really motivating for them. You know, I try not to give them all of the answers, try to encourage the other kids to, you know, hey, what would you do in this situation, and get them to collaborate a little bit more, because it's a much better learning environment when they're figuring it out for themselves. Okay. And they're quite competitive, yeah. Which is good.
This is the game you can construct from scratch using those instructions. Okay. Now let's stop that. Now check this out.